World Athletics has become the latest sporting body to issue a blanket ban on transgender women competing in track and field events. Despite a lack of conclusive evidence, they have an advantage. Under pressure from political groups and some current and former athletes, the World Athletics president, Sebastian Coe, claimed the decision was made in the name of fairness. World Watch's Max Toll has this report.
The World Athletics Council has today taken the decisive action to protect the female category in our sport.
Sebastian Coe says the ban prevents any transgender woman who went through puberty before transitioning from competing in elite female competitions.
The majority of those consulted stated that transgender athletes should not be competing in the female category. Many believe there is insufficient evidence that trans women do not retain advantage over biological women.
It runs counter to the body's previous starting point of inclusion. As recently as January, World Athletics said its preferred option was to allow trans women to compete based on testosterone levels. Former Olympic swimmer Sharon Davis, who once compared drag to blackface, celebrated the latest decision.
The science shows us at the moment we cannot remove male puberty advantage. 17 studies around the world, all peer-reviewed studies, and all of them show that you will be asking females to race with biological males who have an advantage, and that's unfair.
But other peer-reviewed studies that point out the potentially devastating physical effect transitioning has on the human body say the opposite. Despite being allowed to participate since 2004, only one trans woman has competed solo at an Olympic Games, New Zealand weightlifter Laurel Hubbard, who failed to place in the medals. Joanna Harper of Britain's Loughborough University has been studying trans athletes for years.
I was part of the group that came up with the preferred option of keeping the testosterone-based regulations, but decreasing the testosterone level and increasing the time. And I thought, just as the working group did, that was the preferred option. But clearly things have changed, and I'm disappointed because I don't think it's necessary. There's no trans woman who has competed at international levels of athletics. And in those sports that continue to allow trans women to compete, trans women are not taking over and are still hugely underrepresented.
LGBT plus groups such as Stonewall have urged sports to be as inclusive as possible, saying the trans population may be small, but has every right to participate in sports. World Athletics has also cracked down on intersex competitors, which could affect athletes such as Caster Semenya and Christine Mboma, who won silver in the 200-metre race at the Tokyo Games.